All right, it's our second intermission here from Manistique tonight, the first ever home game for the Manistique Emeralds. And we have one of the Newberry guys on our broadcast here, WTIQ, and Johnny Nutkins. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. Are you looking better than I am? You got the certain tie going there. I mean, here I come looking like a bum.
Thank you. No, I think you look pretty good yourself.
Ah, thanks, man. You're too nice. Well, a lot of people around the UP heard about you for the first time with the Gil Hurd Award. And actually, when we talked about it in the us reporters talked about it in the room in Marquette when we voted, it was a unanimous vote. I hope you know that.
Oh, I appreciate that, and I'm just so thankful for all the love and support I've got across the UP for the award and just anything else that I did with football this past year.
Okay, so let's talk a little about what did happen for people who don't know. How did you get hurt? How severe was it during football?
I was playing in Munising, went to tackle a guy, got another guy accidentally speared his helmet up into my back there, broke a L3 vertebrae, ended up having to wear a cast for about 3-4 months. Never quite fully healed, but that's all right, and now I'm back, I'm all right. The doctor said I'm good to go, and I'm playing sports again.
And that really wasn't the prediction, was it, when the accident happened?
No, not at all. The doctor was actually saying, you know, I'm surprised you can walk. Like, it's crazy to me that you broke your back this severely and, like, you weren't saying anything about it, you know. I thought it was muscle spasms to begin with. I played 2 to 3 games on it, actually, before I actually went in there. Just, you know, thinking it was muscle spasms going in and out of, you know, if I should really go in, if it was something severe. And then I finally tackled a kid on a kickoff, and I just knew. I knew it was something that bad, and I ended up going in. I think it was the next morning because, we had to drive back from, I think it was North Central that night, so.
Well, that's not a fun place to get injured there, eh?
No, it was a long, long car ride. I had to sit in the front seat, I remember, and I was trying to lay back, and it'd feel good for a little while, then sit up would feel good for a little while, and it was a mess.
So then how did you decide that, you know, I'm not going to just sit on my butt for my senior year. I'm gonna get back. I'm going to play hockey.
Well, I just kind of took it as it being a sign, you know, that I could still walk, that I had to do something about it, and just sitting around wasn't going to help the situation at all. So I just slowly started trying to do things again, you know, normally to just make it more normal for myself and to make it so that I could, you know, just kind of try to hop right back into it when I got better. But it ended up being, I think I said 3-4 months there. After that, the doctor, you know, he said, you know, I think you'll be all right. And I started taking baby steps towards getting back on the ice last year. And then I ended up being able to play in the state tournament. So that was awesome.
I think you owe Mr. Holbrook a big thank you, because he really advocated for you in that. It sounded like you were his son.
No, and I do. I love Dan. He's a great guy. You know, I do a podcast with him for my job training for school, and it's fun. He's awesome. He, you know, comes, helps out at football. We just love having him there. You know, he's a really intelligent guy, knows sports well. He loves being around us, and we love being around him.
So talk a little about this hockey team here. The Newberry, a lot of people around the UP said, really, Newberry, Munising, Manistique. But you guys have, you know, in the midgets and bantams and stuff, it's always been that way, playing, you know, 3-4 cities combined.
Right, and it's been a little bit bigger of a portion from like Munising and Manistique, or not Munising and Manistique, Manistique and Newberry, and then Munising also has a couple kids that come over, and I mean, I'd say it did take a year or two of kind of meshing, but once you know, we became friends and we really became a team, and we play well together.
So how about this particular hockey team? Then, you know, for the Manistique kids, tonight's real important to them.
Yeah, it's very important. You know, it's the first game in like this building. It's surreal, even not living in Manistique, living in Newberry an hour away, and being able to play in something like this. It almost feels like we're the beginning of history, you know what I mean?
And it's going to be a big crowd and stuff like that. So how do you keep the nerves settled, Johnny?
Oh, yeah, it's always got to just be another game. You go into the same way, you have the same routine, you do the same things, and you get into that mindset. It's one more game, another team, you know, no one's unbeatable. And you just go out there and you play your hockey, you do what you do.
So what are your plans after high school, man?
After high school, I plan to continue with the National Guard, and then I'd like to go to college, you know, get like a degree in like HVAC, maybe start my own company or something like that, and just really go along with that, I think.
Well, why not let them pay for it instead of your old man, right?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Sorry. Okay, I'll let you give a shout-out. So who you think may be listening today, Johnny?
I'll give a shout-out to my mom, Heather Klickner, and I'll give a shout-out to Zach Klickner and my dad, who's sitting right behind me here, John Nutkins, and Michelle Curtis Nutkins, my stepmom.
Yeah, he doesn't really need a shout-out.
I'll give my brother and sister, Stella and Sawyer, a shout-out then.
All right, that's better. That's better. Well, hey, hopefully you're now make sure all your body parts are in peace tonight, because I don't need to see that what they saw in that football game, all right?
I made sure I arranged them all up for you.
So. All right, man. Go get ready.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Okay, you too. Johnny Nutkins, everybody, in our second intermission. More coming up from Manistique after this word from our sponsors on FM 98.5 and 1490 AM WTIQ.